It's called Not Really Radio, yeah?
Not really radio.
Not Really Radio.
Yeah, we're recording. We're online.
All right. Welcome to Not Really Radio. Yes. I was confused. I was like, big game show.
Which podcast?
Welcome to the Not Really Radio podcast. It's your boy, Mavillionaire, chilling here with the big man, Tyreezy. What up, brother?
Dude, I'm here chilling, as you can see.
Yeah.
I'm on the hard show. I'm literally scrolling through Reddit to try and find a topic to talk about.
We just had like a long day of work.
Yeah.
Right? The time now is 8:20. This was scheduled for 6:30. The time's 8:20. One and a half hours. No, curfew's at 11.
There's no curfew. There's still a curfew.
Yeah, it's 11.
Ah, it's a rough life.
Yeah, it's 11.
So, I mean, I didn't have that hectic of a day. I just had a tired day. Miv worked hard. I did some side hustle stuff. I've been working on some, like, promo stuff for Oversaturated. So I was...
Oh, that's dope.
I finished at 7 as well, actually.
Mm.
Like, just after you messaged me, I just finished.
Bro. So, I had back-to-back-to-back... And then somehow 8 hours of work needs to be done. So you have meetings from 8 till 4, but somehow magically 8 hours of work needs to be done. Deliverables need to be delivered. I don't know.
Meetings
how.
The whole day.
Oh man,
dude.
Wow. So yeah, it's been crazy. But then I knew when I was working, I was like, you know what? I can't think of anything now. Let's just get to Tyrone's place and we will think of something, right?
Figure it out.
So Tyrone's literally on Reddit and I have been scrolling through Twitter to find a podcast topic. This will be amazing.
This podcast is going to be so good.
It's
going to be so good.
As soon as the podcast...
Also,
yeah.
Like something that, I mean, there's obvious topics, right?
Mm.
But also Not Really Radio isn't a time-sensitive podcast, so we don't want to deal with time-sensitive issues. There's so many obvious topics we could go to, but we're also just like, nah.
Yeah. I was listening to the Joe Rogan and Elon Musk recent one.
Dude, I don't even know if I want to talk about Elon Musk. I don't like Elon Musk at all.
Why don't you like Elon Musk? Dude.
Elon Musk is going to accidentally kill all of humanity.
Very true.
And he won't even be like...
Very, very, very true.
Also, that's the thing, right? I don't like Elon Musk and I can argue it. But like, I've also noticed when you say you don't like Elon Musk, man's got stans.
Mm.
In the white community, it's like the equivalent of saying you don't like Beyonce. To white men.
Oh. Okay. Can't do that.
See, it's just an argument. You don't really
can't
have
do
anything.
I could overhear, I don't like Beyonce from the next apartment. And I promise you, I'll get out.
Exactly.
I'll get out and I will go sort it out.
Bro, it's Elon's got the same. He's man's got a cult. And so...
He does have a cult following. And I'm part of that cult.
You're Elon stan, bro.
I'm a flipping Elon stan. In this podcast with Joe Rogan, so nice to see how he's grown though. Like, he can talk now like a normal human. Because he's done 3. His first one was that very awkward one.
Yeah.
One puff of weed and the whole world was like, he's a drug addict.
Yeah, yeah.
Second one, you could see he's starting to talk a bit more. This one is now post Dogecoin, Bitcoin endorsing.
Yes, yeah.
He is just flipping flying, dude. He's got pizzazz, he's cracking jokes now. Yeah. I was like, no, man, big man.
Big
I enjoyed that podcast. It was just quite good.
Big man Elon has grown, eh? Big man.
It was quite good. Listen to, who's this kid? Alex Jones as well. Listen to Alex Jones.
UFC.
No. Alex Jones, that racist big Afrikaans guy. Not really? Afrikaans guy. I just said Afrikaans guy. He looks very Afrikaans. Google Alex Jones.
Racist South American. South American.
North American.
North of South. North American.
United
from the
States
south.
Of American from the South. Yeah. But he's got a podcast.
Not
called,
South American.
What's his podcast? It's like a, he's in like a newsroom. Forgot what it's called, but Google Alex Jones.
America's leading conspiracy theorist.
Yes, love that guy. Like, he is.
You know what he looks like to me? He looks like a Francois Pina or the whole board of the Western Province rugby team. But like all after they had rugby careers.
Bro, Alex Jones.
What? Why were you watching that? Listening to that, bro.
I was in a very. Because all I do is I'll search South African podcasts.
Yeah.
So I can just listen to, if I want to listen to a podcast, I'm going to first search for South African one.
Yeah.
And then maybe I'll move on. But today I was like, you know what, I want to try something a little bit spicy. I want to hear what they're saying on the far right. You know?
Oh, yes.
So I put him on. And he's funny. Like, he's really funny. He's really funny. And he's got, obviously, these completely...
like, wild theories.
Unbacked, just statements that he makes. And, yeah, it's crazy. I'm trying to find the name of this show. His podcast. InfoWars. That's the name of the podcast. InfoWars. Check it out there. There's even an episode where he did it in South Africa. And they were talking to some Afrikaans guys. And he was explaining the white genocide. He was like, oh my word. I can't believe they're doing this in South Africa. You need to kill. You need to protect yourself. You need to protect yourself. Get guns. Protect yourself. Oh man, it's flipping hilarious.
Bro, white genocide. Guys, I just want to say,
are you not aware of this white genocide that's flipping happening, Darren?
That's insane. How did you know? And
bro,
I don't know.
Man, it's flipping
that's
happening.
That's the own people. I just want to say,
bro,
guys.
All 54 of those uncorrelated farm deaths since 2001.
Many of which are not race related.
Exactly.
But due to a whole bunch of other things.
You gotta step up.
Bro, I don't know if people know this, but most of my friends are black.
Oh, shame.
And no one's trying to hurt me.
Hey, dog.
I'm very surprised. I'm very, very surprised.
But it's crazy out there, man. The white
genocide. I mean, like, this is hilarious. I'm going through Reddit looking at South Africa, and I just came up with the white slums of South Africa.
Oh, yes.
Whites living in poverty in South Africa.
It's like that thing where you Google squatter camp.
Yes. I think they changed it now.
I hope they did, because that was messed up.
Do you know what the worst thing is? I can explain how that happened, and it's not technically Google's issue.
Uh-huh.
So Google, if you search for any key phrase, Google has an algorithm that searches the internet for that key phrase.
Mm.
So what had happened was, people with an agenda to get those at the top of Google knew how to manage Google's SEO, and they just named it correctly.
Yeah.
So like...
oh, man.
Was it squatter camps?
Yeah, it's because they spell it like the scientific way. So, S-Q-A-T-T-E-R.
Oh, I went squatter.
You went squatter camp?
Squatter.
So, it's squatter camp.
Squatter camp.
You know?
I mean, yeah, there's even a Huffington Post, why squatter camp.
Dude, there's a Reuters, bro. Flipping Reuters.
Wow. This is... us trying to avoid controversial topics.
And these are the guys who
trusted
our news.
But do you know what's hilarious? Now, it's showing the same images, all of articles telling you why those images showed up.
Yeah, oh, okay. Which is going to push those images.
But the problem is, exactly, and all the people who have posted those images are like what you call high authority websites. So it's metro.co.uk, huffingtonpost.co.uk, dailymail.co.uk, business tech, Reuters, Two Oceans Vibe. So it's all like high domain authority websites. So,
but I see
those are the ones that get pushed to the top.
I see how fire these pictures are. Like the quality. It's like on the real, Like these look like album cover photos. Also, there's
two kids over there that I'm pretty sure are in the same school uniform as the one primary school I went to.
Look at this photo. If you haven't Googled Squatter Camp, Google Squatter Camp. check this. It's a bunch of kids running.
Yes. Look,
that's drip right there.
That's my school uniform, bro.
Oh, is it? What?
It's not, but it's very similar to one of the primary schools I went to.
I was
to.
Like, you lived in these squatter camps?
Oh, one of the funniest terms for me is poor whites, bro.
Oh, poor whites.
I find it so funny.
Have you watched that Dave Chappelle? It's not Sticks and Stones. It's the one before Sticks and Stones. And then he talks about poor white people.
No, I haven't seen
it. Yeah, but he says something along the lines of, even now that I've become rich, like even he didn't realize that even within white people, they look down on like poor white people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like,
Dave, don't you dare.
Don't talk to me about those people. Those homies. Don't talk to me about those.
Yeah, those homies are rough though. That's my problem with them. Because they be struggling, but they've still got that same pizzazz. You know what I mean? So that's my problem with them.
I had a moment this week where I was like, this is the first time I feel underprivileged. And let me explain. I saw Cyril getting the jab for the vaccine.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, why do I feel poor while I look at this? Because in my head, I did the maths and I was like, okay, let's say the vaccine's good. Let's say everyone gets the vaccine. I'm still only getting it like end of next year.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, damn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that, I was like, I feel underprivileged.
Yeah. Well, that's how it feels. That's how it feels. And oh man, but you know what? You'll be fine. But
I'm not too.
The problem isn't I didn't get a vaccine. The problem is, the real issue is the vaccine being rolled out? Because most there's the herd immunity. Once everybody gets it, then nobody technically has it. Well, once like half the population gets it or something. Yeah. So, no man, I don't care if I don't get it. I just want it to be
majority
delivered.
Of people to get it. Yeah,
just make sure it's being delivered. But
I'm like, I just give me life as per normal, because like working from home is cool. 5 days a week when I'm the only person at home with my cat is like, it's a bit excessive at the moment.
You want to go in
every now and again, not every day, but like every now and again. But it could also just be that I'm like, because like working from home is nice, but I'm super tired at the moment. So working from home now is like a struggle because my bed's there and I'm tired.
Yeah.
And like my company's cool because it's flexi hours and stuff. So you can work whatever hours you want to and stuff. Well, you work a specific amount of hours which is really cool. But the wife gets home at 5. So I like to be done by 5.
So
So like my mornings are like slow starts, and then I have to like afternoon like rush and try and get everything done. Okay. Whereas like I feel like going into the office, you're like,
there's nothing else to do.
There's nothing else here but to work. So I may as well graft.
No, I feel you.
I like people, man. Like just being at home alone is like. Yeah.
True. When I need to work, I go in. So if it's like crazy, then I'll go into the office.
Because
then I need to flip and zone. Because I don't like a desk, but because I'm in the office, I have to use a desk.
Yeah.
So my desk is like literally in my room. They're fully equipped with the, you know, keyboard, mouse,
everything.
Elevated situation.
Yeah.
But I still wake up. Maybe I'm lazy, but I wake up, take the meeting on my phone, that 8:30 meeting. That's the cheat code. Take the daily stand up in bed. Right? Take the daily stand up in bed. Hit 9:00, check emails till about 9:30. Check emails 9:30. If you want to respond, go for it as well. Then I get out of bed around, you know, 9:45, maybe even 10.
Oh, bro, you sleep in.
Then I'm out of bed. And then I go make a coffee, have a smoke, come inside, then sit on my bed and type.
Okay, so, bro, my routine is very different. I mean, our stand-up's at 5 to 10, so it's a bit different.
Oh, that's cool.
So I like it then because the idea behind it is like that we get some work done. So you've like achieved at least one of your key like goals for the day before. But I get up 6:30. I make some coffee.
Jesus.
Go and I read and I like to like, yeah, think and that's pray and whatever. That's
a wholesome ass wake up. If you're waking up at 6:30, you've got a wholesome ass life.
I mean, we try here in the Fisher household. But then, and then, because my wife goes to work like 7:15, so I'll like get up, make her tea, have coffee, make myself coffee, then I read on like a balcony and whatever, and then do a little bit of exercise, you know, get the blood flowing, and then have breakfast, usually watch the football highlights, and then shower, start work once the wife goes off to work. That's like my try and morning routine. And then between 9 and 10, my goal is always get 2 hours of work done. And then because like we track like 6 hours a day, so I'm like, if I get 2 hours of work done in this time frame, we're good. What usually happens, I'm like, okay, I'm tired, let's try and get an hour of work done.
Yeah,
cool, get my hour of work done. Then at 9 I'm like, I'm gonna take a quick lie down. And then it's all downhill from there, really.
You're done.
It's late. But what I'm trying to do now is like understand, like, okay, I'm super tired. Let me listen to my body a bit more. Like understand if my body is like, because I used to be a morning person, so I used to be like, this is when I want to get my work done, this is when I'm the most productive. But just with everything at the moment, I'm like, I'm a bit better in the afternoons. So I'm like, try now, just be like, okay, take it easy in the mornings and then graft in the afternoons. But still got to get it done by 5 is the thing. And when you see the messages, like we communicate on Slack, when you see the messages coming in at 3:30, like, hey guys, I'm out. I'm like, damn. I want to be like you.
Damn. Yo, I think, Slack, what do you like Slack?
We just use it as a chat app. I know it's got a whole...
How many of you are there?
20.
It's 20. Why don't you guys switch to Telegram?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not in charge
of this. No, I feel that. But I'm thinking back to when we used Slack, when I used to work for iPrio. We used Slack. And, but then now, when I started using Telegram and how swiftly I see it goes onto the computer, I'm like, why don't we actually use Telegram?
Is Telegram good on the computer?
Telegram's a great app, you know. And you could literally so quick to get onto the computer. You don't have to do that whole scanning thing on your phone.
Yeah.
And you don't have to use your number to create a
profile. Oh, I don't have Slack on my phone.
Slack. Oh, yeah.
If I can, I mean, annoyingly, clients sometimes contact me on my phone, but we have a policy, like, if you can avoid using your phone...
Do it.
Yeah, because one of my favorite things about the company I'm at is like the CFO is super pro work-life balance.
Yeah.
And he's very like, guys, like, this is our job, but we have lives outside of this. So it's like our director the other day in like a weekly meeting was like, hey guys, try not to contact clients on WhatsApp, chat to them on email, because then you have a paper trail, and also on WhatsApp, things get messy.
Yeah.
So it's very like, also, I'm just strict. Like, my phone is my phone. And my work stuff is my work stuff.
No, bro. I'm so flipping. I was a huge anti-have work on your phone dude. But now, everything's here. Everything is on my phone. However, work hasn't trickled into WhatsApp yet.
Once that happens, it's tickets.
There are... I do have, like 2 or 3 work groups. But then it's like... funny stuff.
Memes and stuff. That's fine.
Or you set up drinks.
Or you're like, I'm not going to be at work. Something's happening. Yeah.
Stupid stuff like that. But then there's this guy I work with who keeps saying, I'm not going to be on, we use Google, the G Suite. So our chat app is Google Hangouts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he's like, no, listen, I'm not going to be on Hangouts. You can't get a hold of me on Hangouts because I'm never on there. So just send me a WhatsApp.
Oh, no.
Now, I can't do that, bro, because then, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now
no,
you're in
worries.
There. Nah, dude, flipping.
Dude, because then it's done.
Turn your Hangouts on.
Dude, like I experienced the other day, I was like, this is why clients shouldn't have access to my phone. I was on the, like, went to the bathroom, get a message while I'm in the bathroom, and I'm like, it's my time now.
Yeah.
You're like, why are you messaging me during my time?
Dog. You literally like,
or like, dude, as soon as clients can start WhatsApping, because you know, like for us in digital marketing, a lot of those clients, small businesses, with like people that, like a lot of, not all, only small businesses, also big businesses or whatever, but like a lot of those dudes work till 8 to 9, whatever.
Yeah.
But like for me, I work during the day. That's my work time. For like my job, and then past 5, if I'm doing work, it's my own projects. It's like not really ready or oversaturated.
Yeah.
That's what I'm working on. Some freelance stuff, but like those are my, like my focus is like oversaturated, not really ready. Now a homie can message me whenever he wants. Nah, like
anytime, bro.
I'm like, no. You don't have 24-hour access to me.
Yeah.
I do have the negative habit of checking my emails all the time though.
It's creeping in.
But I only check my personal
corporate's
emails.
Corporate's like, you see me like...
No, dude. I only check my personal email, my oversaturated email. But like, I check it as if like,
it's
I'm
like
going to win the lotto or something. Because if I open my email, maybe that I got that email. Like, hey man, we got a sponsorship deal.
And you've got nothing like in the... on the move. Like for me, I have literally nothing on the move.
Yeah.
So I don't know why I check my email, because it's like those promo emails, like clicks.
It's superbulous. Those are the only emails I get.
But I've cleaned that shit up now.
I'm trying to unsubscribe from that stuff. But like, dude, like some of it you unsubscribe and then
you're back on.
You're back on.
You'll be back on.
Dude, it happened to me with freaking Netflix.
Oh, you can never.
Harold's always there.
I haven't bought from Netflix since I was in second year.
I've never bought from Netflix. But I'm there.
I unsubscribe twice a year from Netflix. And
no,
I'll be back.
The worst thing is, I unsubscribed this week. I got an email
this
week. Because they're like, no. We got to get rid of those Valentine's Day flowers. And then, but no, dude, miss.
What did you get for Valentine's Day?
I didn't get anything.
Oh, you don't believe in Valentine's
Day? No. Tight months.
Tight month. Okay, that's good.
We just, it was one of those months where you're like, we didn't budget correctly, did we?
Yeah, no, I'll catch you.
We didn't.
We live together. Like, I'll catch you next
time. I got her something, but
okay.
I was like, don't worry about me.
I was asking about you got her.
I
wasn't asking about she got you.
No, I got
who
her.
Who are you?
I was like, I'm married, you didn't know. I'm kidding.
Later.
Just some flowers. Flowers and chocolate was
good, man.
The order of the day,
man, that's...
I had like a big plan, and then budget was like, you don't have a big plan this month.
Yeah, like you don't.
Because, interestingly, what I've discovered, and this is something that people don't talk about enough, like, I've only been employed for 4 months now. You know, like, 3.5, 4 months. The economic impact of being retrenched and not having a job and, like, having debt during that time goes far beyond employment period. It actually, like, it gets harder.
Yeah.
And it doesn't get harder, but, like, it's, like, some people don't talk about it. And I'm like, in South Africa, people... I've been thinking about it this month. I'm like, dude, not being employed for a while, it hits you while you're employed.
Yeah.
It's wild.
You're playing catch-up.
Exactly.
You're playing catch-up, especially when people... when you get into debt at that time. I haven't been unemployed since I started working. But I can imagine, like, because I know I've taken a loan. Do you know what I mean? And you're paying it back, bro. It's so hard. And then like it collapses you. So now I'm thinking of people who take loans, because I'll give it to you. Take loans.
Easy.
And you're not able to afford to actually pay this loan back, and it's just like this constant anxiety on
you. It's always there.
Because you're trying to like pay this loan.
Right.
So yeah, no. If you can never do a loan, never do a loan. Like the furthest you should go is get a credit card, a very manageable one at that, maybe 3,000. I think 3,000 is a good amount for a credit card. You shouldn't be going over. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you want anything more expensive, save for it. You know? And a mortgage. Well, when you're buying your house, a home loan. Those are only two loans, and maybe vehicle finance.
Those are the two
loans you should really only be taking.
The one exception is like student loan, but at the same avoid a student loan, go for that option. Like because at most degrees, not all of them, but most degrees, you can waiter, and if you waiter at the right restaurant, you can pay your degree 100%. I tried, and then I like ran out of energy, so maybe you don't have that much capacity as a student. But now just working, I'm like, dude, if I just actually committed to waitering, I totally could have covered my degree. But like when I was a student, I didn't think I could. But maybe I could have. I don't know.
Bro, no, that's just real. I just wrote an exam actually on Friday. Well, now you mentioned, the hardest exam in the world. But made it work. But yeah, as I was saying, like those are the loans you should essentially take, because once you start heading into the territory of a 15 grand loan. 10 months is what, 1,600-1,700 rand a month for 12 months. So that thing hits you, right?
Yeah, literally.
Boom. Boom. Bam,
every month. Mm. And it's like, it's the worst feeling, because it's money that's just
going.
Last year was hectic, because I literally got retrenched 3 weeks before we got married or something. But we had to use a credit card to pay our deposit.
Yeah.
Which, in my head, when we planned, when we like got our flat, it was like, cool, that's fine, because we both have jobs.
And we're
just going to clap it like straight away. And then also I was like, and our deposit's in an interest-bearing account, so
chill.
I was like, it's okay. Like, you kind of saving. So I was like, that's fine.
And if you
fine.
Pay a credit card in time, there's no interest on it.
Yeah. And then I got retrenched. And then it's like, okay. We've never missed a credit card payment, like it's fine, but the credit card debt is still there, and every month there's a little bit of money to credit card debt. There's a little bit
100%. What I noticed though, but just because I know how like finance work and like credit works, my risk profile has just like gone through the roof. Like I really don't care about those niggas. Like I'll honestly, if I know I need a computer now, a fridge. It was a TV.
Yeah.
So my mom was like, listen, I want to buy you a TV on your birthday.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, are you sure? Like, yeah, I want to buy you a TV on your birthday. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So I started looking at TVs, and then she also sends me a picture. She's like, do you like this one? Do you like this one? I'm like, yeah, cool. Then I send her one. I'm like, yo, this one's fire. And she's like, oh, okay, cool. Bet I'm gonna get it for you on your birthday.
Mm.
I'm like, birthday's in like December, dude. Like, and it was like around October that time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you already got me excited now. I want this TV.
I want it now.
So I was like,
yeah, bro, October, December, that's not that.
No, dude, you can't really get me flipping excited for a TV. So then I'm like, nah, dude, let's go. So I tell her, I'm like, you just take out a loan. She's gonna pay it. So I'm like, Ella, are you gonna buy me this TV? She's like, yes, 100%. I'm gonna buy this TV. I'm like, okay, I'm taking a loan, and I'm gonna buy this TV because I want it now. You just
and
pay,
then you'll pay me back on my birthday.
She's like, ah, bet. Don't worry about it. So I took a loan, and then in December she did pay me back, shame. And then I closed the loan. But then I gave her the full price, settlement price. I'm like, yo, this. The TV is 4,500 rand, but you're actually gonna have to pay 5,000 rand because of all the fees and
for the you did it to yourself.
And then she's like, oh, okay, what's whatever. So, so. Price of convenience. That 500 rand was convenience. If you were to say,
that's so funny,
you can get TV for 2 months if you pay 500 rand, I'd pay 500 rand.
That's fair. That's fair. I mean, so we had a TV, and then. So I'm just laughing. I'm like, this is the most Not Really Radio episode of all the Not Really Radio episodes that have ever been episoded. We had a TV for like the whole of last year because we took over our last flat from people that moved to England. Mm. And then they couldn't, like, because of everything that happened with lockdown and stuff, they couldn't get rid of all their stuff. So they had a buyer for their TV. But that person was, they were going to buy it. So they were getting married and they were going to buy it for when they married and they move into their flat.
Yeah.
But then they were only able to get married in December.
Mm.
So we just had this TV hanging around.
Oh, wow.
We used it for the whole of last year. Yeah. We're like, this is pretty rad. Like, and then at some point we're like, I think it's just our TV.
I think it's our TV.
And then we get like a message out the blue, like, hey man, I'm the buyer. And we're like, damn.
Come on, bro.
But then like, they're like, cool. And then they came and checked the TV. They're like, nice, cool. We're getting, this was like in November.
Yeah.
And then they're like, cool, we gonna go get married and then we'll come back in January. Can you keep it for us?
Yeah.
Cool. And then we keep it for December. Hop, like January goes by. We're like, cool. Like, no mess. Cool. Maybe it's ours still. And then they're like, oh man, can we come pick it up this week?
Like, no. Damn. No, come on.
But we have a projector.
I saw when I was walking in. Yeah, that looks cool. Yeah.
I prefer it.
You must show me how it looks, because that when that was my dream, like in high school.
To have a projector.
I'm not going to have a TV. I'm going to have a projector because, I mean.
Dude, do you know how, like, when there's big Chelsea games or something, you want to have the homies over and, like, watch the game on the projector because it takes up, like, the whole.
Yeah, why not?
But what I like about it as well, but this is, like, because I'm 50 at heart. Mm. Is you can, like some most nights we're like, admin, we'll just read or whatever, or like just chill, which for me is perfect. Mm. Like, because I want a TV for when I'll feel like watching TV.
Yeah.
But when you have like a TV there, every night you're like, okay, let's just
let me put the TV on. Yeah.
But like for us, I'm like, there's two of us, we can just chill, we can read, we can chat. Like, there's lots of like we.
So it's not like an always on. It doesn't become an always on
when,
thing.
Whereas when you have a TV, it becomes second nature to like, okay, let's put that on. But with the projectors, like, so like we're watching WandaVision now, like religiously when it pops, like every Friday night.
Yeah, that thing's good. Don't tell me anything. I'm on episode 2.
I'm not going to tell you anything. Like, yeah, it's a show you don't want to know anything about. Dude, with your husband, it must be hard to avoid.
He's up to date. Like,
I know, that's why I'm like, how are you avoiding spoilers?
I've just been working, dog.
But
yeah.
So, like, every Friday, we, like, now, put on the projector, got the episode, watch the episode, and we go.
Mm.
And, like, that's so, like, it's more of a moment than, whereas, like, a TV is just, like, cool, it's on. Okay, cool, we're watching the TV.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know when Netflix pops up, you're still watching.
Yeah.
With a projector, that's not going to happen.
Mm.
Whereas with like a TV, that's all the time.
Yeah.
And you're like, yes, Netflix, I'm still.
No, projector's number one, dog. I just, I didn't want to connect my computer to the projector. I didn't want to have to keep doing that.
That's the thing.
And the vibe.
It's admin.
Doesn't a Chromecast, wouldn't a Chromecast work? I think a Chromecast would definitely work.
It depends on the projector, I think. Our projector
would
work.
Why? Does it not have an HDMI input?
It does have HDMI.
Then it'll work.
But if it's, don't you have to plug in the HDMI to the computer?
You plug the HDMI into the projector.
Yeah. But then where's the other side of the HDMI must go into?
There needs to be two HDMIs. You only have one HDMI input.
Well, the projector has an HDMI input and the computer has an HDMI input.
No, but then on the projector. Oh, what? How does your projector go out?
So we use an HDMI cable between the projector and the computer.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
So Chromecast.
I keep forgetting. I'm so sorry. So Chromecast will definitely work because It has an HDMI that goes into the computer.
Yeah.
That HDMI is going to go into the Chromecast.
Oh, but then you have to get a Chromecast.
You have to get a Chromecast. Yeah. It's 600 Rand.
Okay, that's not a bad option.
600 Rand. And then how you control it is either through your phone or your computer.
Okay, that makes sense.
You see,
that
so you sense. Can, but you can chill with your computer here now.
Yeah.
And then just play on the Chromecast and then it was like...
There you go, boom.
Yeah, or you play music on your phone, just cast, and then it goes.
Because we were like thinking of like doing a digital art thing, like in the flat. But what we need to do is we have like a makeshift setup. We need to make like a, I want to make like a proper, like this is where the thing chills. But the problem with the projector is you also got to figure out distance to this, like the wall that you're watching on. And like, because we have to put it behind our couch. Because otherwise it's too like
close. It's too close.
But then you, I mean, then you could basically get a TV size. But it's pretty funny. Like we have to like keep our heads out the way of the projector.
Oh yeah, otherwise you just see like a
But
get the flipping.
So I think in our next place, if we keep the projector, we'll plan for it. But yeah, Fuzz is like maybe we get a TV or whatever. But
Idea starts creeping in.
Yeah, I like the projector personally, and also like if you. Because with the TV, I couldn't figure out how to watch football. Because I've only got access to DSTV catch-up. And I watch it on my phone or my computer. But if you have a TV, you can plug the computer in. But then like it looks weird or whatever. But if you've got a projector, boom, there you go.
Yeah, it's on
the, and also like, dude, football on a projector is like, that's the best way to watch football.
Yeah.
Like, that's,
it's like it's massive.
Yeah, yeah, like you have a big game and like if you have people over.
No, if you're on the fence and budget's tight and you can't buy a smart TV, buy a projector. Like
yeah,
if you want to, yeah, if you're going to get just a normal
TV. If you have a laptop, of course.
Like, yeah, if you have a laptop.
Yeah.
Or get a Chromecast. But get a projector. Those things go for like $2,000.
Way cheaper.
Yeah, you see that?
I mean, we got ours for free because my parents had one.
Yeah.
And my mom used to use their projector for teaching.
Oh, hectic. That's
cool. And then they were like, their flat, it's so weird. They moved into a flat, like, everything sorted. Like, they've got a fridge, washing machine, dishwasher. Like, all that TV. Like,
hectic.
The landlord was like, I can't take this with me where I'm going, so you guys can just keep it for now. So they're like, oh, you can use our projector. I'm like, oh, yes.
No, 100%. No, definitely. Get a projector.
That's what we're doing.
I want to get a smoke break.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Smoke break and a wine refill.
Yeah,
and
good.
Then, yeah, we'll be back.
I've got a question when you come back.
Hey, while you're here, check out the FinSavvy Graduate Safety Net. This is an initiative aimed at providing holistic support to matriculants and graduates who register to the platform while studying and end up becoming unemployed when they complete their studies. And I know exactly how that feels. The support they provide helps in solving the problems which stem from youth unemployment. These include being economically inactive and dealing with the mental and financial stress of not affording job searching costs. Check out their website, fin-savvy.co.za. The link will be in the description. Back from smoke break and wine refill.
I'm laughing because, like during the break, Mirv was saying that, like he's heard some feedback from some people that it's like, listen, man, you guys are getting a bit too radio. Like, isn't this not really radio? And he was looking down at his phone and he was like, back from smoke break. Just like peek, this isn't radio, damn it. Like, I want people to know that. So I'm gonna phone it in for this introduction.
Yeah, I'm literally back for having a smoke. Don't dial it.
You know what I wanted to ask you about though? Which was something that happened. So we haven't recorded for a while. And during that period, there was the whole outrage at WhatsApp, and then people moved to Telegram, and then...
Oh, I thought you were talking about something else. I thought you were talking about Signal Hill.
Okay. Signal Hill?
Oh, never mind. That's some other shit. I'll tell you.
I did see that. I did see that. Yes.
I'll tell you.
To be, that's something I should ask you on the smoke
break. Yeah, yeah.
Because I did have some questions. That's a off-air conversation.
Yeah,
yeah. That's a because you did say you're trying to change. You want to become a test cricketer again.
Yeah,
rather
bro.
Than a one-day cricketer.
Yeah, no, dude. One-day cricket. The schedule's too demanding. You know what I mean?
One-day cricket.
The T20. There's like so many tournaments is happening. It's just
T20 cricket. People who are playing T20 in this life. What are you doing? Dude, you've got a game every 2 days. That's too many games.
Literally, dog.
Also, just for context, this is dating. It's
yeah. Yeah, no, dude. Like,
bro, one day, as soon as I saw test cricket, I was like, that's the game
that's,
I want to play.
That's it.
I wanted
that's
to
real,
put
that's
a shot
real cricket.
Stick in the crease, bro.
Simple.
For 3 days, and then we retire.
No, dude. Test cricket.
That's a whole other conversation.
That's a different chat. I thought it was so stupid.
But you're on Telegram and Signal.
I was on Telegram before.
Like, I know that. We had that conversation. But then I saw you join Signal.
Oh, I was checking the app. Because the reason when the hype came about, like everybody joined Signal.
Yeah.
So I was like, I wonder how it is. So I downloaded it and checked it out.
Way better.
Is it?
It's so.
Let me actually go. I think
based on the hype, I was like, I didn't care about the hype because I've been wanting to get off of WhatsApp for a long time because Facebook owns WhatsApp, and I know how Facebook works, and I am I'm anti-monopoly.
Yeah,
like monopolies are bad, guys. Like I think most people, whether they are pro-capitalism, pro-socialism, whatever. We all kind of agree.
Mm.
Let's not do monopolies. Let's not do that. Facebook wants a monopoly, right? Cool. So I'm like, and also WhatsApp, like there's lots of things about it that I didn't like, just in general as an app. So I wanted to divest in any case. And then the hype happened. I was like, okay, let me check out Telegram. And then I checked it out. I don't really like... I know that you said you like Telegram. It's quite a useful app.
Yeah.
I'm not that big of a fan. It's like WhatsApp with like... It's cool. Like it's got cool features. Like the business groups and stuff are pretty cool. But it didn't do anything for me. It was just like cool. And then I checked out Signal. I was reluctant. I was like, no, I'm sticking to Telegram because Elon Musk was like, guys, go to Signal.
Go to Signal, yeah.
Look, he's right.
your boy.
I'm allowed to have a distaste for someone.
What's nice about Signal though?
So lots of things. One of the best features that I realized, I've known about it, but my brain clicked today, is images do not download. So on WhatsApp. You've got like 7 muted groups on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
And you go through your gallery and you're like, I did not receive that image.
Yeah.
Where's that image from? Who's this random baby?
Hmm.
Why do I have someone's random baby in my images? You go on WhatsApp and you're like, oh, it's that muted group that I'm on. Signal, you get an image. You see the image on the app. You go to your gallery. The image isn't there. That's an amazing feature because...
But that's like totally a setting you can turn on WhatsApp.
No, but you have to. So I have that setting, and that setting means if you want to see the image, you have to download it.
Well, it doesn't. So I download an image. The image arrives. If I'm on Wi-Fi, it'll just pop up. If I'm on data,
yeah, I have the same. Download
option, but it all stays on my WhatsApp.
You don't go check your gallery
right
now.
It's
go
nothing.
Go look at WhatsApp in your gallery.
Send me a message.
Go look at WhatsApp in your gallery.
I promise you. Look. I don't have.
No, I don't believe you.
I promise
I'm
you.
I'm
going to
send you an image
I promise
right
you.
Now.
Send me an image.
I'm
going
to send you an image. You're going to be like, what the hell is this? We're doing live beta testing.
Yeah.
Where's this guy?
literally sent me just a picture and...
Just a picture.
I actually have to, if I want to save it, okay.
If you then. Don't have questions about that picture, I'm going to be surprised.
All right. It's a very weird picture. It's a taco. Why is it? Why is it? Oh, it's like gluten-free bread.
Yeah, it's a gluten-free like
taco.
Taco.
Okay.
Even though tacos are supposed to be gluten-free.
So there it is, right?
Yeah. But now go to your gallery.
And then I go to my gallery. And there.
Okay, go.
That's the most recent picture.
Go back to albums. Go see all.
See all.
Now look for WhatsApp. There you go. Go all the way to the bottom.
Come on.
If it's not there, then this is a new feature that they didn't have. Because I tried to turn it off. Because I hate the autosave.
Yeah.
No ways.
Promise you. Like you...
So you have to, so all those images that are saved there,
yeah,
you choose to save.
You choose to save them. Or I say, or like, for example, this is a picture I sent.
Yeah.
But it's already on my phone. It's one picture. It's just that they moved it to the phone.
Yeah, they moved it there.
If I'm downloading a picture, I literally have to, I'm using iPhone, by the way.
Yeah.
So I literally have to go in here and click save.
Save. Okay.
And then I'll save it.
Maybe it's an iPhone thing.
No, then you definitely have that feature.
Let me see.
You definitely have that feature. You just have to turn it on.
Put it on. Because I tried. Because I was like, I don't like this automatic.
Yeah. Because Telegram also has that feature.
Do you go to chats? Or wait,
I have no idea.
Because now I want to have this done before this. I like
this. The Androids. I don't know how those phones work. What? Which software is it? Android KitKat? Android Lollipop?
I don't think you can do it on Android. Looking at these,
I'm
you
sure
got
you
auto
can.
Download, media auto download. Voice messages are always automatically downloaded when using mobile data photos.
Bro, there's like a whole like mirage of settings.
Nah, dude, you can't.
I'll literally put a pass.
Like, dude, I have the kiffness here. What's the kiffness?
I'll literally do it for you.
Go to my settings. See if you can find it.
Media auto download. Privacy. Okay.
Because if I can stop auto-downloading images through WhatsApp, that would be great.
Yeah. Storage and data. Voice notes.
Yeah, bro.
Chats. Wow.
It's not there.
I can't find it.
Bro. It's not there.
Any number, privacy, photos. Got blocked contacts, nigga. What the fuck you
blocked? Don't.
I didn't go inside.
Oh, I know who I blocked. Actually, I blocked people.
Dodgy as hell.
No, do you know who I block?
Who?
I block people that market to me non-consensually through
WhatsApp.
Why are you marketing to me through WhatsApp?
Drives me flipping nuts. And you send me a fucking 3-minute video, and it's like boom, like.
And then my phone order downloads that video.
I see. That makes sense.
So Signal is great for me because I'm, like I said earlier, 55 at heart. So it's just messaging.
Yes.
No nonsense, no statuses, no nothing. Just messaging.
Mm.
Also, it just looks dope. Like when you like...
Put that on because I was trying to open it now.
I'll show you. So I'll show you like...
But I...
like check that image.
That looks
really
nice.
You.
Don't show me the whole thing.
This conversation with my wife. I don't want to. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, just go back. Honestly, like.
So, interface. Like, this is the one thing that is irritating is it tells you when people are on.
Or, like, mix it.
Yeah. It's
yo,
like,
mix it as well.
This homie just joined and stuff. Like.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's what's nice about it is this stuff, like, isn't great.
Mm.
But in the chat itself, like, look how nice that looks, bro.
Yeah.
And then, like, you can call, video call, everything,
yeah.
Voice note, send images that don't auto download. I'm trying to see like other disappearing messages. You got that option.
That's cool. WhatsApp's gonna copy that shit soon.
You can do like conversation settings, so you can actually like create some set like stuff for
customizations
that.
For that specific
conversation. Yeah. And like, you can't tell when you were previously online and whatnot.
Mm.
I don't know. I prefer Signal as just a chat app, personally. But again, I'm 55 at heart, so.
Yeah.
Because it's just like WhatsApp is getting... Also, the other thing is, WhatsApp has realized that they don't make big money through just us messaging each other. So a lot of businesses are now starting to use WhatsApp, and WhatsApp business is becoming a thing. And I don't want my personal chat to... No. Like, no.
Yeah.
I'm here to talk to people.
It's end-to-end encrypted. They can't see your messages.
No, I'm not worried about that.
Oh, okay.
No.
But you don't want to be chatting to Standard Bank on your thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
On my private messaging app.
Mm.
But the other thing is, end-to-end encrypted doesn't mean that it doesn't affect your search history.
Isn't that what that means? It literally means that only you... how it works, how I understand it. So from your WhatsApp, when you send a message, it gets encrypted on your phone. So it's like this weird code. And the only other code that can descramble this is my...
Your code. Yeah.
I mean, it comes to me. So if anybody were to intercept the message, it will just be a whole bunch of jargon because it's only my code that can do it. And it's like for each message. So it has like a different code.
But I'm not too bothered about that because I'm like, I don't really send any message like...
And rocket science.
I'm not wealthy enough for you to care.
Rocket launch codes. And
I don't... I'm not like... So... The example I was going to use, I'm not going to use.
What I liked about Telegram is the amount of space you can... the amount of files like
that you can see.
The limit on space is like crazy high, like I don't want to say a gig, but it's probably like
somewhere
around there. So I can send a huge file on Telegram, which is why I think for business
it's good. Makes
perfect sense. In your WhatsApp groups, not WhatsApp groups, but in the Telegram groups, you can set up groups where it's just me talking.
No one else can
respond.
Or you can do that on WhatsApp, but it's not...
Can respond. Can you do that on WhatsApp?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, that's wild. But yeah, I got... When I got Telegram, that was the situation. I like that I don't have stories. I hate WhatsApp stories. I hate WhatsApp stories.
And there's always a little dot there, so you go there.
Yeah, you're gonna go
there. And then you see a name, you're like, hey, I like this person. I want to watch this story. And it's
so conveniently placed...
Oh, no, it's there on purpose.
You have to go. It's the first icon.
But my problem is with WhatsApp, when I'm talking to, like, if I'm messaging someone, I do not want to be on a social media platform. So, my messaging app and my social media are different.
Yeah.
WhatsApp is blurring the line.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm like, nah, dude.
Yeah, no, I don't like stories, bro. I really... But whatever, there's these people who don't have Instagram who'd like to story. So
that's fair WhatsApp's, as well. Like
it works for them.
In that situation, like then I'm like, okay, then it's kind of cool to have your stories. I'll follow, like I'll check up and stuff. Because also Instagram stories now aren't the same. Like it's not, they're not as like.
Snapchat, man. Back in the days of Snapchat, those were stories.
Snapchat. Are you still on Snapchat?
Were stories. Now I left.
Of course.
I left a while ago, but then I was coming back because I was like, you know.
There's tons of people are there.
Yeah.
There's people there.
It's more overseas people. Mm. Like, we don't really have.
I'm like, what do you do on Snapchat? People go there
for the filters now because they got cool filters.
But like, in my head, I'm like, what do you do there?
Snap, dog.
But like, you post.
Have you ever been on Snapchat, like, religiously?
I tried to use it like when it first hit the scene and it was like a big thing. I tried to like get involved. And then like, I remember I was like crushing on someone that used Snapchat or whatever. Yeah. So I was like using it. But like, I've never understood it.
It's stories, but only stories. And the messages at that time, they all disappeared.
Yeah.
They all disappeared. So that was the quirk is... We didn't have stories at the time. So it's basically stories.
So it's like, say you go to Groove or whatever, and you're like, I want to post this vibe.
It was literally the first app with stories.
Yeah.
So they posted the snap and you sent it. But then because then there was no influencing, there was no, I'm trying to create a brand, I'm trying to create this image, I'm trying to do this, you literally posted anything. Just so it was just like, haha, funny. Having a smoke, think, send. That's what I liked, how raw it was.
Yeah,
like I get to see you at your best, I get to see you at your worst, everything is just
there. Yeah, that
there's
makes
no
sense.
Much editing on it.
Whereas like now even stories are like everyone's trying
to shiver every time I post an Instagram picture on the feed.
Dude.
I shiver. I'm like, is this good enough?
Do you know how little I post now?
Yeah, but it's because of that.
I don't even, to be honest, like if I post a story, I don't even check how many people viewed it anymore.
Oh no, I don't do that.
I used to like, I'd post it and I'd be like, get me more than 100 views. Mm. Let's go. But now I'm like, I just post it. Like if I'm enjoying something and I'm like, you know what, I want to post a story about this.
Yeah.
Cool, I'll just post a story about it. Like I don't, even if I post pictures, to be honest, I don't really care.
Yeah, just post the picture.
Because also, I'll be honest, like, now that I'm married, I'm like, I know my wife likes it, so.
Like, who gives a shit?
So, like, because you know when you're single, bruh.
Yeah.
You check for that one
you're like,
did I get that one like, though?
Mm.
You're like, oh, I got, like, whatever, how many likes, but did I get that one like? Now I'm
actually
just
doing
like,
that.
I mean, I was.
What the fuck? Yeah, that's flipping weird. Because, but there's people who do it. Thing is, I know how I like pictures.
Yeah.
So I know it's not really a thing. Like, if I know you, I'm going to like the picture, then look at the picture.
Oh.
So when I scroll
down, you're
a
faithful
homie. It's Tyrone, I'm going to like it.
Yeah.
I may not even look at the picture. I just saw that it was Tyrone, and then I liked it. And then if I see a picture that grabs my interest, after I have liked
know,
it, then
I'm
I'll look at it.
I'm
like, oh,
I am stingy as hell with my likes. Dude, I'm like, I'll know you, and I'll like you. And I'll be like, I get why you posted this. It's not for me. And I'll scroll on.
Come on, dude. I literally just like. And I thought everybody did that. Like,
I don't actually know. Maybe I've been misreading it the whole time. But there's like memes and jokes about like that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like you're like, oh, my crush viewed my story. You haven't seen those memes?
I've seen those memes.
But
those
also,
memes. I thought it was more of a WhatsApp thing.
I just view stories because they're there. There's a red circle, a green. If there's a green circle, I'm like, oh, I'm very curious.
I view and I don't look for you. When it's time to view stories and I'm like, okay.
I don't look for anyone. If it
and
pops
I type,
up.
I open the first story.
Yeah,
there.
If it pops up,
and
I'm like, oh,
tap,
I viewed a
tap,
story.
Tap,
tap,
it's
tap,
really
tap.
Not that deep. I'll probably tap through it.
Me too.
Yeah.
you see my like name there. Sorry, but I probably tapped through your story. Sometimes if it's a good story, I'll be like, okay.
But you're actually right, Tyrone, because a lot of people have said to me, you didn't like my picture. And I know I've gotten a lot of you didn't like my pictures. And I've gotten a lot of, didn't you see my story and... you didn't say anything to my story or something like that. But then I'm like, I'm sorry, the algorithm didn't feed to me in time then. But it's crazy how the algorithm actually feeds you,
yeah.
Like to the point that I can expect certain people to see my story.
Yeah, literally. It's
like,
more
first.
It's weird because it's also like, it's not really what I like. It's more what the algorithm thinks I like.
Yeah. But then normally right. They 100% right.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, sometimes they are wrong.
Are you challenging the algorithm?
I'm not challenging the algorithm. I'm just like, sometimes I'm like, why is this? Yeah.
I love when they try to...
The worst for me is YouTube's algorithm. Like, because I like to hear opinions that I disagree with, right? That means that I sometimes listen to like right-wing people that you would dub probably right-wing to listen to hear and see what they say. Because I do think... this left, right, like, thing that we have, it's not really real. Everyone's a little bit right, everyone's a little bit 100%. Left in certain things, and I think we need to relax on that. But I like to hear people I disagree with, because, like, for me, it's something I used to do when I was studying. very committed Christian. Sometimes when I was like dealing with stuff, I'd listen to like atheists and their arguments, and then I'd just be like, doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, cool, thanks. But I don't want the algorithm saying like, hey, here's Richard Dawkins videos. You need to watch more Richard Dawkins videos, but you'll watch one video. Like one.
You know, that's
and then it's just boom, suggestion. And you're like, dude, I don't want to watch this all the time. I just wanted to watch that one video. Like,
I like the best algorithm easily by a mile is Spotify's algorithm. Like, I've never seen anything like
I got that. Beef with Spotify's algorithm.
Oh, what the hell do you
I've got beef heavy with? Beef. Look and listen, there's intentional music store reference there. That's for the OGs. That one's for the OGs. R.I.P. Musica, though.
Oh, man.
R.I.P. Musica.
Come on.
I think Look and Listen died many years ago.
R.I.P.
But Spotify's the best music listening app. Let's not.
Easy.
Let's get it straight.
Yeah.
I was an Apple Music person 2 years ago. As soon as Spotify hit Africa, I was like, let me try it.
Yeah.
In South Africa, I was like, let me try it. Tried it. I was like, I'm going there. My music on so I have a weird music taste, so maybe it's me, but like I listen to everything. So every Friday, Release Radar hits, I'm excited. All Mondays, Discover Weekly hits, I'm excited. Cool, let's go. And you listen and you're like, this is not my taste in music. This is just not it. Like, why are you playing me this? It happens.
But then play for the For Tyrone playlist.
Those work. Made For Tyrone. Like, playlist, Daily Mix 1, Daily Mix.
Yeah.
And then you're like,
but
you got your hip hop
Daily
Mix.
But Tyrone, that's
your...
you're just being a hater. Because Discover literally means discover.
It's,
so
yeah, that's
you guys
true.
Listen
that's
to a whole
true.
Bunch of shit that you we think you may, you know?
Yeah, that's
here
true.
It is. Here's some new stuff that's not the stuff
like
you listen
for,
to.
Like, for example,
discover.
So I listen to a lot of Post Malone.
Yeah.
I like Post Malone. But quarter to Post Malone music is not... I don't like it. Because it's like, if you listen to a lot of Post Malone, then you get a lot of like...
A little pump.
You get a lot of like... mumble rappers.
Oh, as well. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
Like, Post Malone isn't really rap. And he's not mumble rap. He's sing. Like, he's more R&B than anything. Like, if we're going to put him in a...
In the
genre. But then now I'm getting all these... I'm like, I don't want to listen to freaking... what's his name? It's this one rapper that I just can't stand.
But 6ix9ine.
No. I'm trying to avoid all the, like, mumble rappers that have passed away recently. Sorry, that's dark. What's his name? Lil Yachty.
Oh my god.
Dude, he pops up all the time, and I'm like, I listen to Post Malone. Why are you playing me Lil Yachty?
But Post Malone and Lil Yachty are the same guy, dude.
No.
That's the thing. Like,
also,
to me, all those guys, Post Malone, Lil Yachty, I'm gonna get shot for this, but I'll even put M&A in there. I'll put Lil Pump, Tekashi. All those guys.
Isn't Tekashi the snitch?
Yeah. All those guys to me are the same person.
The same
like
guy.
When they pop up, I'm just like, okay.
You're
now,
like a hip hop purist,
you
bro.
Know,
you got it.
I'm not even really. Like, I fuck with these guys. Like, I wouldn't say.
The only one of them that I like is Post. The rest of any. But Post Malone doesn't rap.
Post is a pop star, dude.
Yeah, that's fair. I'll give him
but
that.
But you said, yeah, he's more.
He's a guilty pleasure for
yeah.
me. If I'm feeling like, if I'm like, you know what, your boy, I don't. I'm like, look, this is making my music taste sound a lot less white than it is.
It sounds very white, bro. You just endorsed Post, bro. You just endorsed Post.
I was going to say. If I'm listening to hip hop and like I'm like, you know what, I want some good hip hop where I'm like thinking, cool. You know I'm going Kendrick, J. Cole.
That's the whitest shit. Yeah, I knew you were gonna fuck with that.
Okay, give me intellectual rappers that
that's
are better than
white
Kendrick.
As hell, bro.
Kendrick.
Which Kendrick you listening to? You listen to like Kendrick from when did Kendrick last release a song?
That's true. That's true.
J. Cole? You can't still be listening to Kendrick.
J. Cole, bro.
J. Cole has a whole squad of little kids you should be listening to.
That's
Dreamville guy.
Oh, yeah, Dreamville. No, no, no. I listened to Dreamville a little bit. Okay. I won't lie. No.
No.
Dreamville's pretty rad. I won't lie.
Cole, to me, like, he's... Don't listen to Cole. You're showing your age. Don't fucking listen to Cole. Don't listen
to Kendrick. What woke hip-hop are the kids listening to these
days? Listen to fucking Dreamville. Oh, there's a whole squad. There's like 10 of them. Those guys are flipping killing it. Earth Gang. Jid.
Okay, I'll give you... I'll give you Earth Gang. I'll give you Jid.
Go listen to those brass. They are flipping lyrical.
I won't lie. I do listen to Earth Gang, and every time I'm like, okay, this is amazing.
Yeah, flipping killing it.
No, that's good.
So, they're there. But then you...
I'll explain why. So, this is why my Spotify algorithm is so messed up. Mm-hmm. So, I'll go, cool, we're there with the hip-hop, right?
Mm.
Then we got, like, my Tom Mish adjacent.
Yeah.
Which is, like, that's, like, Tom Mish. I'm going to include Jungle there, because, like...
Fucking love Jungle.
Dude.
Best thing in the world.
Oh, it's not really the same genre. I'd put them in the next genre. Yeah, like, I put my, like... So, like, soul. I've got, like... So, basically, what I've got is, like... Yeah, I'm going to show my age up fully. It's, like, my hip-hop, which is, like... My ideal hip-hop, personally.
Mm.
And obviously, there's new stuff that's good. But yeah. It's, like... that, to me, my ideal hip-hop, Tupac, Kendrick. Cool. You got your hip-hop. Then it's, like... Tom Mish and... No, man, how am I forgetting this freaking guy's name? He's so good. I can see his face.
French Q Juice.
No, Tom Mish's homie.
FKJ.
Not FKJ. The guy who raps on a lot of Tom Mish's tracks.
Oh, Yusuf.
Not Yusuf. The rapper, dude. He released...
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It's...
I have to get this.
Yeah, get on the phone, but I know you're talking about...
So it's like that, and then it's like Jungle, L'Imperatrice. Have you heard L'Imperatrice, bro?
No, I haven't.
So good. Just so good. They're like the French Jungle. Loyal Connor.
Okay, I don't know that guy.
Dude, if you don't...
Don't listen to Joyner Lucas.
Nah, I tapped out, bro. Thanks. Joyner and like Chance are the same WhatsApp group.
Yeah, fuck Joyner Lucas, bro. There was one song I liked. Like You. It was an Eminem song. I still, weirdly enough, listen to Eminem. That's my guilty pleasure. Eminem's album, which was Kamikaze.
Which one? Oh, the one 2019 that came out in 2019.
Yes, which weird enough is not a bad album. People just hating, they just be hating on the album. That was a fantastic album.
I showed my age with that album because I was like, this is too much gosh darn swearing.
Yeah. Very true. So
that album was rough.
Yeah, Lucky You was on Kamikaze. Bro, it may also have been the red one, but whatever.
The one before.
No, oh, it was after Kamikaze. Yeah, yeah. It's called Murder Something. What? No, I can't remember. Mm-hmm. But that track was fire. Joyner Lucas came in there with the flipping bars. So I'm like, yo, this guy's reminding me of Royce da 5'9" or Black Thought. You know, so I'm like, this guy's gonna. Then he dropped this. There was like an I'm Not a Racist video that he dropped.
Oh, it's like a white guy.
And I was like, that content needs to be wiped off the fucking face. I fucking hate that content, bro. It drives me fucking
mad. He's too, he's trying too hard to make a message. Because, like, this is the thing, right? I'm sorry I'm referencing Kendrick here, but, like, freaking Kendrick is like, bro, also, J. Cole released, like, the best album of 2018, pretty much. It's not that long ago. I forget, but it's got 1984 on it.
I do remember
the 1984, album. I arrived.
Oh! Nigga singing that live. So it's actually like, oh, man!
Dude!
That album was fire! Oh, so like, my God!
Okay, I mean, in fairness, that one, he's straight up like, what's the line there that he said? Because he's talking to like new school rap kids.
Hey, yes.
And he's like, I love to see a black man get paid. Something, something, something. And then he's like, that's how you feel. That's how they want to. Something, whatever. I don't
know. Bro, it is. But
that song is.
But that album was fine. No, I will not lie. That album.
How's the Sharing Man? That's 3 years ago.
Was fire. But you can't be saying.
In 2021. If I ask
you in the year and I'm like, yo, nigga, what you listen to right now? You're like, no, I'm listening to J. Cole.
So to be honest, I'm going to be honest with you. So like 2018, my hip hop was going off on Spotify. Like that's when I was like proper.
Yeah.
2019 was a bit more like jungle, the internet. Like, yeah. That's what I was vibing. Like more like future funk kind of vibes. Then, oh no, 2018 was the internet. 2019, like jungle, those guys. 2020,
what? Post Malone.
No, Post Malone was 2019. Post Malone was 2020. Look, guys, look and listen. That indie fuck went in, bro.
Were you on the 90, what's the name of it? It was 1975? What's the name of that group? The 18, what's the name of it? The 1975?
No. Look, there's a lot of their tracks. I'm like, it's pretty good.
Oh, don't tell me you were on the Vanilla.
Who's the Vanilla?
Oh, okay. It's,
no,
it's,
no.
The Stella Mosh Boys. The Jumping Guns, Dope Folks. Love, this is one song I like by the Dope Folks, by the way.
Bro, that like Stellenbosch Cape Town had a moment.
Yeah, I'm just
like Jumping Guns, Dope Folks, like, I mean, Beaten, everyone was like, we want to be Beatenberg.
Oh man, Beatenberg. Oh,
but no, more like, what have I been listening to even? I mean, like, the music I'm feeling at the moment is like VHS Collection, which is just like feel good synth. Stuff. It's not like
I fuck with that shit.
Yeah, but like you listen to it, you'd be like, you'd be like, this is Caucasian.
Yeah,
and I'd be like, yes, it is indeed.
So I listen to that shit right now. Like last year, I was very, I was deep. I'm a Piano, Black Coffee.
Ah, bro, hot take. I'm a Piano is just Corbin with a piano.
No, shut the fuck up. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't. No, you're out of your depth. Yeah, out of your depth. Don't you dare.
My favorite is just telling people who listen to I'm a Piano.
Like, bloody hell, dude. What a fucking genre.
Continue. I'm a Piano.
When I was on Piano, I was... I'm a Piano, Black Coffee. I was annoyingly I'm a Piano and just Afrotech music. Now, I've opened up to more, I'm back to hip hop.
I'm
actively also trying to get back to hip hop because, bro, like, even though I tease you about listening to J. Cole,
J. Cole's fire, though.
I left hip hop when hip hop started getting mumble. So I was like, I'm not even gonna try. Like, and I'm not even gonna listen to my old heads. You know what I mean? Because I'm a very listen to what's hot now type thing. Then you'll check out an old track.
And I mean, I'm a Piano is like on it now.
And Piano's flipping bumping right now.
Yeah, literally. Piano's
bumping hard. So, like, overseas, I was completely off. I was just local music. If it's a local hip hop song, I'll listen to it because it's a local hip hop song. Then I'm a Piano. But now I'm like, hey, I dabble in the Migos. You know what I mean?
Migos isn't, I would say Migos is the type of, they're the type of like group that I won't listen to at home, but if I'm like at a vibe and Migos goes off, I'm going off.
And when I listen to them, actually, they can actually spit. Like unfortunately, they are the leaders of the mumble raps.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
But they're not mumble rappers. They just got different flows. Because if you listen to them,
yeah,
you know, so it's a vibe.
But I think a lot of mumble rappers miss.
Such skillful rap, actually. Like
they make, like they're making music, but they sound like they're mumble rapping, but they're not.
Yes, for example, like there are guys also though who are mumbling, and most of them are.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, for example, Young Thug. Fucking hate that guy. But they flippin' love. He's like the god.
Yeah.
But he does rap.
Yeah.
And he's just got a very weird voice to me. And a lot of the times, he also mumbles. Now, people who look up to him, they sort of listen to their stuff as well.
Yeah.
But it's all just mumble.
Yeah.
And then there's like a whole bunch of them who were looking at these guys, and now they're actually all just mumbling. But when you look back, you're like, oh, actually, those guys were spitting. They just had like different flows.
Yeah.
Compared to like the stuff
the that old school.
We knew. Mm.
Yeah. Whereas like, I mean, if you come from like Eminem generation, it's like very like, these are the words that I'm saying very quickly.
Yeah.
And like,
it's structured
okay.
rap.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
that time, Jay-Z and the boys, like our guys, they were very structured rap.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
you knew. You've got a line that rhymes, a line with a different rhyme, around a line that rhymes with that line,
yeah,
a line that
yeah.
rhymes with the second line. So it was very structured.
Mm.
They rap.
It was
but
very
these
like
guys can
to me it was very like so like in poetry, right? You have your structured poetry and then you have your free verse poetry.
Yeah.
And in poetry your structured poets were like to the free verse people like that's not poetry.
Yeah.
Like this one guy, Robert Frost, was quoted as saying, he's like, you're still playing the game, but, you, well, this is a, what's the word? It's a misquote, but, and he's like, but there's no fun in playing tennis with the net down.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
he
yeah.
was very like, if you're going to play tennis, you should have
the net up. And
the net up.
The
so if you're going to write poetry, you should write poetry correctly.
Yeah.
I used to apply that knowledge to hip hop and I still kind of do. Like if I read a hip hop song, like I want to like boom, 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 boom. I want to like really, you know, check it out.
Yeah.
But that's again the problem of why I've started listening to hip hop less is because I see it very like I'm studying the song when I listen to it. But now I listen to music when I work. And because I listen to music the whole time while I'm working, I don't listen to it when I'm doing anything else. So I used to walk to work and that's like such a good time to listen to hip hop because you're like, you can get into the song and you can be like, okay, cool. But now when I'm working, I need something a bit mindless. So that indie folk where I'm like, I know what you're going to say.
Yeah.
I went to the mountain with my girl, whatever. Like, yeah. That's I don't listen to music.
Oh, like. Man. I play that shit a lot. I like the indie focus. Like,
I mean, like, you know, I've been listening to a lot
is
Bongo Ziwe and Wandile,
oh,
Mabeli,
come on,
that kind
bro.
Of stuff as
is
well.
Is that what you're talking about, bro?
Dude.
We call that...
What do you call...
Neo-soul or...
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Alternative soul.
Alternative, yeah, that
yeah.
makes sense, yeah.
That's
more...
Or indie soul, whatever.
Yeah, but then, so like those local artists I'm listening to, and then another guy called A Year on Earth, which is just like...
Mind-blowing.
Dude, so good. But like... That's not really a South African
yeah.
vibe. But he is a South African guy, but it's not like...
That right. Oh, no, flip out
yeah.
these guys. Yes, definitely.
But
yes,
yeah,
definitely.
I have a playlist with those three guys on it.
Oh,
it's
man.
Like, that's a vibe. But then when I... But like the stuff I listen to from overseas is not the same. It's like gives me the same feeling, but it's not the same genre.
Yeah.
It's like definitely a different genre.
No, those guys are good. Yo,
dude,
Bogi, there's... There's also this guy, but he's like mad closer. I wish he was saying in English, you'd flip and enjoy it, but then like, it's mad.
I do. I don't mind listening in
closer. Oh,
okay.
His name is Mandy Sijantis. I'll send you his
name. Yeah, please do.
Bro.
Because also, like with that kind of music, you don't have to fully understand
yeah,
to appreciate
it. You can hear the
yeah.
tune and all that. Man. Like you're sitting there and you're like, this guy is fucking killing it.
Mm.
Like, what is this that I'm listening to? What is
dude,
this?
Dude, literally the last live music I watched was Bongo Ziwe at, I completely forget what it's called. House of Machines.
Where's House of Machines?
I don't even know how to describe. I haven't even thought about going to that part of Do you know where yours truly on Clove Street is?
Yeah.
Not Clove Street. Loop.
Okay.
It's in that area.
Oh, okay.
Up the fan walk.
Yeah.
That area.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I
between,
oh, I know House of Machines.
Between Loop
it's
and,
in like in a weird alleyway.
Yeah, between Loop and Bainkraft.
Yeah.
In that.
I know that place.
Yeah.
It looks nice. I've never been.
To be honest, since COVID hit, I would even like contemplated those types of parts of town.
Check it out, actually.
I don't know what it's like now. I mean, who knows? Like,
Yeah.
I mean, now I'm committing to my old man, bro. It's like, if I'm gonna dance, it'll be at my friend's wedding.
Yeah, my friend's wedding. Nah, just fucking go out, fuck that shit. But yeah, no. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying. But yeah, no. I'm into hip. I'm back to hip hop with these kids. But I'm still very much, now I'm 60% Afrotech, 20% on piano, 20% hip hop.
Here's a random question.
10-10 with the alt soul.
The other day I was listening to Sunal.
To who?
Sunal.
Oh, yes.
And then I was like,
oh, man.
I was like,
super producer.
I almost tweeted, like, I was like, Sunal is too good.
Yeah.
He's too good.
No,
but
he's
then
too
I
good.
Was like, is it just because he caters to my caucasity? And I didn't tweet it because I was like, is this because he's like that black artist that I can kind of access as a white guy? And then I was like, no, he's just so...
He's,
so I was like, I wanted to be like, Miv, is he as good as I think he is?
No, he is. He's fantastic.
Dude, every song.
Every song bangs.
Every... And you just feel so good about yourself.
Dude.
You're just
it's
like,
just,
yes.
Yeah, I just want to...
He's like,
and it's like in the back, he's like, ooh.
Literally.
Ooh, and he hits the spot. He's good. You know Kygo?
Yeah.
I compare him to Kygo. So Kygo is Tropical House's own lane. So when Tropical House is like,
yes. So now is in his
Kygo.
Own lane, literally.
Yeah.
He's like the South African
he's
Kygo.
Just, he's definitely, he is the South African Kygo. He's the only guy doing what he's doing and he's killing it.
Yeah, literally. Dude,
so
and it's like,
in terms of production, like it's crazy.
And it's so what I find so insane is he is unapologetically African and so accessible. Cause like, so like for me, I joke about I'm a piano and stuff, but like I don't feel like I can access it. Like it feels a bit, for me when I listen to it, I'm like, I don't get it.
Okay.
And it could be like a, I don't
but it's
know.
Very, I don't want to say gatekeeper, but it's like, it's a genre with a whole lot of inside jokes. So like when you listen to the lyrics, they very, if I listen to them, I'm going to be like, oh my word, that's just fire.
Yeah.
But then you, if I'm going to have to like now explain it to you, you're going to be like,
you don't get it.
You know, because I listen to, like a lot of my piano is this guy named Focalistic. Amazing. He speaks Tswana. Yes, Tswana. I don't fucking get it. I don't understand what he's saying.
But he's
just his vibe and his can't get, can't tell like that. Like it's very. Inside joke.
It's
very inside joke. It's when you're at a black party, shit's going crazy and people are just starting making up stupid
it's
things.
Nonsense.
Yeah.
So
it's that,
that's what I find so insane. It's like,
and
I'm
the
like,
beat then it's like
I can appreciate it. I mean I can appreciate it and listen to it and I'm like, cool, but I didn't like get into it. Like it isn't like I just can't. But like then when Sunal happens, I'm just like, I am in this, because this is.
I know you can get into it. You need to listen to the first Ama Piano. So
the like early stuff.
The early stage stuff was very. There's a genre of music called slow jam. So that's like our grandfather's house music.
Yeah.
That, like very slow. These like flipping instruments, got a flipping organ going. You know?
Yeah.
So if you listen to that, this guy named, cool guy named Gabba Canal.
Yeah.
He was the first Ama Piano I heard. Then I went to Pretoria and there was like block party I was just at. And then I heard Ama Piano for the first time.
Like proper.
Pretorians had been, by the time I had heard Ama Piano, Pretorians were like a year and a half deep in it.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
In Pretoria, it was.
It was there.
Then I heard this. Mad bass line on this violin playing in the background. I was like, what is this music, you know? So but then that made me appreciate it a whole lot more house, you know.
Yeah, of course.
So yeah, just, it would, because it's very Sunal-ish.
Yeah.
And then once then I'm like, okay, turn up the tempo, put some Kabza De Small on there. You know what I mean? Listen to Kabza De Small, early stuff as well. You're like, yo, this guy's mad jazzy. And then when you're chilling, having a beer, you blast the Scorpion King's album and it's like, what is this? What is that?
But I also, yeah, no, like I just realized with what you're saying, with like it being jazzy, I realize that some music is not for listening to on your earphones and it's for listening to when you're out.
When you're out.
Because like, if I'm out and I'm at a jazz bar, dude, I love jazz.
Yeah.
Like, jazz is the vibe. I'm there, I'm having my wine or my whiskey, like having a snack there, just like, this is it. There's that trumpet.
Drag, it is there.
That like bass is like, boom, boom. And you're like, I'm cultured. And then you get home and you put in some jazz and you're like, what's this nonsense? Get this out of my ears. I hate this.
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
I have that relationship with Drake as well. Like, Drake goes off on speakers, but when I hear him in my ears, I'm like,
skip.
Yeah, literally.
What the fuck is this?
I've got a playlist with Drake, Post Malone, and Khalid. The one guy, I know.
Khalid's fire though.
He was.
What is it? I haven't listened to his new stuff.
Oh, his new stuff is horrible.
Oh, is it?
I've never seen a bigger drop off in music quality, personally.
Oh, hectic.
Like, first album, dude, amazing. Like, so good, amazing. Everything he's released since, you're like, why are you trying to be like Billie Eilish's black friend? Like, sorry. It's just so...
Where the money resides. Where the money resides. Yeah. Where the money resides.
But I've never, like... I'm like... Sam, I don't think he's even made a song with Billie Eilish. But, like, I just... Like, it makes me so mad. Because I was, like, when his first album dropped, I was like, this is the best new artist. Like, this is it.
Mm.
Like, and I remember, like, getting on it just before, like, everyone else, like, cool. Like, he got huge inside. I was like, this guy, this is the next guy. Now his new music, I'm like, who is this for? What is this nonsense? But I have a playlist with the three of, like, Post Malone, Drake, and
Khalid.
I don't really listen to any of them that much anymore. But when I do listen to that playlist, you know, it gets skipped. Drake.
Oh, shit.
And I know some people call Drake the godfather of something. I don't know why.
Drake is the GOAT. He is the GOAT.
Of what, though?
No, he's the GOAT. He is a rap GOAT. Drake is Jay-Z, Kanye.
So you're calling Drake greatest of all time?
Drake is the
Drake.
Most. Drake.
Greatest of all time.
Drake.
Drake.
Drake, bro. You heard me.
Explain.
Drake, bro. I don't need to explain this.
No, you do need to
explain.
No,
the thing is...
I need a logical...
The thing is, us as millennials...
I want to understand why Drake is...
Us as millennials, man.
We grew up on Drake, I guess.
We need to stop underestimating our tastes and who we think is dope. Drake's dope, and he's the dopest artist of our generation. He is our GOAT. Kanye is not our GOAT. Man, you could say.
No, Kanye.
He just made the cut.
Kanye,
that's fine.
We'll, Jay-Z is before us. Because
yeah,
Kanye,
yeah,
like, I think,
yeah,
graduation...
Kanye is our GOAT, actually.
It's Graduation, right?
Yeah.
No.
His first album was College Dropout, then Late Registration. Those weren't our albums. Those were our older brothers
You
know? Our albums were Graduation.
Which,
Forward.
Didn't that come out in 2006?
Yes, I think so.
That's,
yeah, that's our album.
We're older,
yeah,
than
no, that. Yeah, take it back. Yeah, he's definitely our
album. Yeah, Kanye.
But then Drake came and he flippin' changed up rap.
In fairness, if you're looking at the 2010s, again, for me, Kendrick, J. Cole, best artist. I'll give you, like, biggest artist, 2010s, hip-hop, it is Drake.
Drake is the biggest artist, dude, like...
No, that's fair, that's
since
fair.
Since he dropped.
But he never made the Black Panther playlist, though.
Mm-hmm. Like, fuck that weekend thing. Amazing.
Yeah.
Beyonce did what she had to do and she left, okay? I liked... So, yeah, yes, is our GOAT. But Drake came...
But also we saw...
To be the GOAT, you have to change hip-hop. Kanye came and he changed hip hop. Drake came and he changed hip hop. He opened up hip hop to now this scene. Now you can actually play with this.
You
don't have to have. Kanye was the whole, you don't have to have rap chorus.
Yeah,
you can just have rap if you want.
Yeah.
You know, Drake came with the, you can now sing with this, you can play this. Since you as a rapper can sing, like harmonize your own shit. Migos came with the mumble raps.
Yeah.
To be goated, you have to be consistent and you have to have changed hip hop.
Yeah.
Drake has done that.
And also he's stuck around longer.
And like, yeah, and his pop culture, if Drake drops a track,
everyone knows. Yeah. Look. That's
and he
fair.
Keeps doing it.
That's
now fair. Love, now cry later. Looking amazing.
That's all fair. That's fair. I mean, it upsets me because I'm like, Drake was there at the same time again as Kendrick and my boy J. Cole. But look.
Kendrick is fantastic, you know.
It's fair.
J. Cole's also fantastic.
But also, like, Drake was changing music while Kendrick and J. Cole were reading books, kind of thing.
You know, do your books. But also,
dude,
I'm not going to fucking wait 5 years for you to drop an album.
No, Kendrick, come on now.
Like, respect.
Come on now. Kendrick.
Like, you're great, but like, we're not there yet in our relationship. You know what I mean? Like, don't be doing that. Like, Jay can do that. And he ain't even do that. Jay dropped.
Did he release an album recently?
He actually releases an album every year, basically. Jay-Z. Every 1 or 2 years you listen
to. I'll be honest, I don't listen to Jay-Z. I'm not even gonna front about Jay-Z.
Yeah,
I don't, because also every time I listen to Jay-Z I'm like, meh.
Yeah.
I respect him on his business hustle more than
he dropped.
But bro, let me ask you a final question though.
Mm.
Let me do the classic podcasting. Let me ask you this though.
Mm.
I'm kidding. 100,000 rand or dinner with Jay-Z?
100,000 rand.
10,000 rand. Every time I hear Jay-Z, I just see, because you know how like Twitter economics. That's like all I
do. Damage in the world. I feel like that.
Give me the money, dude. I don't care about dinner with Jay-Z. Jay-Z knows nothing about the South African economy.
Look, fuck Jay-Z. What Jay-Z gonna tell me? There's nothing that I can learn from Jay-Z. It's literally fuck all. Like, bro, like,
that's
it's all I'm, there, out there, ready for me.
But, bro, only real ones understand.
Unless I'm in there and Jay's gonna give me a 100,000 rand deal or a $1 million deal. You know what I mean? And he's not gonna fucking give me a deal.
I mean, if Jay-Z wanted to sponsor the podcast, cool. But, like, that's not gonna happen over dinner.
Exactly.
Bro, it's getting late. So
all right.
We've got to call it. This is the most not really radioed episode.
Fantastic.
What am I saying? This is the most not really radio podcast episode that's ever been recorded. We spoke about some stuff. You can catch Miv at Miv_Illionaire everywhere.
Mm.
You can catch me, Tyrone_Fisher_.
Finally.
On all the platforms. We got one name across the platforms.
One handle.
Got nothing. Any new big game show podcast like shows coming?
Coming
soon.
By the time this comes out, I'll have dropped 4 new big game show episodes. Check it out. The big game show also available everywhere. Sports podcast. That's for all the sports lovers. It's really really cool. But yeah. Otherwise, hit us up. Subscribe to this podcast. Share with your friends on Apple Podcasts. I've been hearing people say you can't comment. You fucking can. Go on Apple Podcasts and comment. Spotify, you can't comment. I understand. And everywhere else.
Give us a
5-star
like.
Rating.
You can like us on Spotify.
Yeah. Like us on Spotify and give us a 5-star rating. Man, those ratings.
They help, yeah.
So a lot of the time, it helps me decide which podcast I'm listening to.
Yeah. Also, follow on all of our social media platforms. We need to grow that.
Not really radio. Awesome. Thank you so much for listening, man. Peace out.
It's called Not Really Radio, yeah?
Not Really Radio.
Not Really Radio.